Welcome to Eric Carlson's Magic Minute, a short and sweet nugget that will hopefully inspire you to live above the line. In my recent newsletter, I told a story of a 10-year-old Eskimo boy I met up in Alaska who harpooned a whale, a 50-foot bull whale, age 10. Remember back when you were 10 years old? There is a beautiful thing about being childlike in our approach to our dreams. When I approach my dreams like I'm still a child, I can tap into that innocence that says, "Of course you'll achieve that dream, Eric. Why wouldn't you?" When I get too grown up in my approach to my dreams, I lose that innocence, get jaded and cynical at times, and my thinking changes. I get thoughts like, "This will be too difficult. It's a long shot. What if you fail?" Too many negative thoughts creep in. See, my 5-year-old son, in an instant, can become any superhero he wants. And when I do a magic trick for him, he basks in the astonishment. Without trying to figure out my trickery, he begins to expect the magic to happen. See, as adults, we can have the best of both worlds. We can combine all the wisdom that our experiences have afforded us, even the tough times, but let's not forget to combine them and draw from the childhood attitude that expects that magic to happen. Expect your dreams to happen, just like my Eskimo friend Walker expected that he'd harpoon that whale. And if I've learned anything in my life, it's that when I can pursue my dreams with the heart of a warrior and the faith of a child, the results will always blow away my expectations. You see, a byproduct of living above the line is enjoying the blessings of the journey. No matter how challenging the obstacles, the lessons learned and experiences along the way are what shape me and mold me into the man that I am today, which is one step closer to reaching my godly potential. So fight like a warrior, have faith like a child, and you will be blown away. This has been Eric Carlson in today's Magic Minute. Thank you for your time. Have a great day.